The automatic federal spending cuts known as sequestration could include $32 million in education cuts in Indiana, 11,000 furloughed civilian workers from the state's defense sector, and cuts to money for child immunizations and domestic violence prevention. Senator Joe Donnelly says his preferred solution is significant spending reductions in some sectors, balanced with necessary spending increases in others. Failing that, he says he wants more flexibility in where cuts must happen. Donnelly says about 1/30 of the cuts take place during the 7 days after the March 1st deadline, with about 1/7 of the cuts taking place in the first month.
The fact that we do get to Friday without an agreement does not preclude the fact that we could come to an agreement shortly thereafter.
Governor Mike Pence says he's urging President Obama and members of Indiana's congressional delegation to make smarter and better cuts. He says he's also exploring ways the state can soften the blow if a deal isn't reached.
The good news for Hoosiers should be that because of the fiscal strength of our state, that we are in a position to mitigate the impact of sequestration in Indiana.
Pence says that could include offsetting education cuts with a boost in spending in the state's next budget. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.